Working with people with lived experience can be a little bit different from other types of relationships that we have with other professionals. I think, you know, very often, like when we show up to work, we would say that, like, we're not our full selves at work all the time. You know, it changes a little depending on context or your relationship with your colleagues, but very often, like, the version of yourself that you are at work is a little bit different than who you are with your friends and family. But I think it's, like, important to recognize that for people with lived experience, when they're showing up to work with us, many of them are not thinking about it like it's their job. It's an extension of their lives. They are there to talk about their health conditions, their medical history, past traumas, like their family. It's very personal. And so to build a, you know, a genuine relationship, we have to be prepared to kind of meet them in that space. And it doesn't mean we have to, you know, just completely release all of our boundaries or, you know, share things that we're not comfortable sharing. But it does mean we have to be intentional about making space in a way that we might not with other professional relationships for the fact that this person is showing up as their whole complicated, like, messy self. And that can, you know, be as simple as, you know, just making sure that we're reaching out to people to just check in, to call people to say, like, hey, I know you had a surgery, like, how are you feeling? And to, you know, really investing in, like, the personal parts of that relationship in a way that we might not prioritize in the way we work with other professionals, because we recognize that folks with lived experience are bringing a different level of their personal selves into the way that we get to know them.